time now for Radio America, featuring the best in retro radio, those great old shows you love. Broadcast from south of the Mason-Dixon line, from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's Radio America, from the days of good, clean fun on the radio. So sit back, relax, and prepare to have a great time right here with us on Radio America.
That was Guilty, sung by Bing Crosby. I think he should demand a new trial, don't you, fellas?
I could swear I just heard Groucho Marx's voice.
Most people do when they hear it.
Take a bow, Groucho.
No instructions, please. I'm an old ham at this game.
Bow. Groucho, I must say you built yourself up quite an interest there. Okay, get him out of there. You certainly know how to milk an audience.
I should know how to milk. When I was a baby, my nurse was Elsie, the cow.
A cow for a nursemaid? Did your folks want you to be a farmer?
Yeah, some parents want their children to be musicians, so they get them a piano. But me, I had a cow to practice on. I was very clever, though, Bing. I learned to milk Elsie before I could talk.
Well, you must have had a lot of pull.
Well, I certainly had my hands full. I learned a lot from that cow, Bing.
What?
Not cow, Bing. Is that your name, cow? You know, I can still brush away flies with my tail. And that's not easy.
Well, it'd be a cinch if you had a tail. Anyhow, Groucho, before we go completely daffy here, allow me to extend a warm, firm hand of welcome to Philco Radio Time.
Please do, but make sure that warm, firm hand contains a large, firm check.
You want a firm check?
Yes, the Philco firm, if you don't mind.
Don't tell me you're broke.
Of course I won't tell you. I'm no blabbermouth. A few years ago, I had enough money to choke a horse.
What happened?
I made a mistake. I bet on the horse instead of choking him.
Well, since you took a bath at the Downs, Groucho, I'll scratch out a check for you.
Look, I'll do my own scratching. Just use a pen, huh?
So what's your real name, Groucho?
My real name is Dame May Whitty, but you can't notice it until I start walking.
Okay, Grouch, here's your loot. By the way, what are you doing in Chicago, anyhow? What's happening?
Well, I came here to settle my uncle's affairs. He left me his entire collection of over 400 clocks.
And you're winding up the estate.
That was my line at rehearsal. But I love Chicago. As a matter of fact, my grandfather's grandfather came here many years ago with a wagon load of coleslaw.
Why coleslaw?
Well, it took a lot of cabbage to live in Chicago those days. Anyhow, Bing, right after the program, I'm going to take you on a guided tour throughout the city in my glass-bottom bus. I'll show you Chicago from every angle.
You really know this town?
Do I know this town? Yeah. Well, I can remember way back when they had a Republican mayor.
Really? You do go back.
Yes, I do. I may as soon as this is over. Now, Crosby, I have two tours. There's the $3 tour and the $5 tour.
What's the difference between the $3 tour and the $5 tour?
Well, on the $5 tour, we close the windows and we pass the stockyards.
$2 extra, you should burn incense.
Make it $3 extra, and I'll burn the bus. You will love this trip, though, Bing.
Clever, huh? We hit all the points of interest?
Oh, first I take you to the top of the Wrigley Building.
Oh, how gay.
I even show you the juicy fruit room. From there, I point out such interesting shots as the Golden Gate Bridge.
That's in San Francisco. You can't see the Golden Gate Bridge from the Wrigley Building.
I didn't say you could see it. I just said I'd point it out. As a matter of fact, you can hardly see Chicago from the Wrigley Building. After that, I show you Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls is in Buffalo.
Niagara Falls is in what Buffalo?
Buffalo, New York.
Oh, well, that's different. I thought you were trying to tell me that some buffalo had swallowed Niagara Falls. Well, let's not argue about the falls. Come up to my room and take a shower. It's only water anyhow. Huh?
Gotcha, I think.
Just throw your hair on the bed, Bing.
Okay. I think this trip is a fraud. It's a swindle.
A sightseeing tour of Chicago should include the Field Museum, the Shedd Aquarium, Soldier's Field, the Planetarium, Lincoln Park.
All right, wise guy. Here's $5. You show me around town, huh?
You even left out the Art Institute. Now, if you'll stand by, Groucho, I should like to present a very talented young lady.
This girl is a dish. She doesn't have to have talent.
You're so right. But many of you in our radio audience have enjoyed this gal's records on Columbia and Columbia Album, or had the privilege of seeing her at the St. Regis in New York, the Empire Room in the Palmer House, or currently at the Mark Hopkins in San Francisco.
What is this girl, a traveling bellboy?
Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Miss Dorothy Shea.
Gosh, thanks, Bing.
Well, it's certainly nice to see you, Dorothy.
Gee, Bing, ever since I've been in show business, I've wanted to be on your program. Now that I'm on it, I'm so scared I can hardly hold still.
Well, just grab a hold of me, Dorothy. We'll do a little rumba. No use wasting all that motion.
Listen, Crosby, you going to introduce me to this girl, or do I have to go outside and run over myself with my bus?
Pardon me, Groucho, pardon me. Dorothy Shea, may I present Groucho Marx?
I'm mighty thrilled to meet you, Mr. Marx.
Well, I should think you would be. I seem to be making progress. There will be a slight pause while I get rid of Crosby. Dorothy, I'm running a special moonlight tour for two. Shall we go?
Gee, I couldn't think of going without my mother.
I'm glad you mentioned her. We need someone to drive the bus.
What about me?
You can take tickets.
Shucks, Mr. Marks, I can't tell whether you're serious or just full of corn pone.
Well, shucks, Dorothy, I must be serious. I never ate any corn pone in my life. And by the way, aren't we a little too far north for all this southern fry dialogue?
Well, you see, Groucho, Dorothy hails from Florida.
You mean she came by storm? That's ridiculous, hail from Florida, indeed.
Why, I've seen hailstones as big as oranges in Florida.
If Florida's so small, why doesn't it have oranges as big as oranges? Can you squeeze a hailstone and get orange juice?
Dorothy, while Groucho figures this thing out, how about a song, huh?
Well, I'm kind of bashful, so I thought maybe you and Mr. Marks might help me out.
Well, okay, Groucho. Yes. You want to help a lady in distress?
Sure will.
A fighting,
a feuding,
and a fussing. That's all that's going on with us. And we are such neighborly people, peaceful and sweet.
All except when we happen to meet. Daughter, baby daughter, poisoned all the neighbors' chickens. Daughter, sure daughter, least till she could run like the dickens.
They hit her with a shovel.
Oh, cute and a crying and a fussin'. Ain't no use standing here a cussin'. Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's fallen.
And go feuding and fighting some more.
A fussing, a fighting, and a feuding. Why did that sheriff keep intruding?
He was a curious fitter, you see, the swell.
It's a shame he was pushed down the well.
Water, the well, water. The doggone stuff don't taste like it ought to. Look here, city slicker. That's why we all drink corn liquor.
It's a better with your shoes off. Feuding, a fussing, and a fighting.
Oh, don't put it.
This ain't no corner you can brighten. Polish the shoe nines more, we're getting to you.
Feuding, a fighting.
Thanks for listening to Welcome, Radio America. Broadcast from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. We hope you've enjoyed our show as much as we have bringing it to you. If you have any ideas for upcoming shows, or would like to be a guest, or support this great broadcast, email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. That's radioamerica@inbox.com. Also, we're pleased to announce that we'll be offering CDs of great old-time radio shows. You'll get 50 different shows in MP3 format on CD for the low price of just $5 per CD, which includes shipping. For more information, email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. We'll see you next time on Radio America.